Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com. Coming to you outside today, so if you hear any background noise like airplanes flying around or cars buzzing, you know why. It's just a beautiful day. Had to step outside from work. Still have a 9-to-5, but wanted to share this quick message with you. For those of you who are new to the podcast, talk about how to build an online business with affiliate marketing and trying to do that to build up your passive income. For those who don't know, passive income is income that you can maintain with minimal amounts of work. So, had a quick story I wanted to share about a YouTube video I was watching today from Nathan Lucas. Nathan Lucas is a very successful online affiliate marketer and just recently quit his full-time job. I was reading through the comments on one of his videos, and one of the viewers said, "Man, I've been spending 7 months watching your videos, and I just haven't taken any action myself." And I responded to that comment, and I said, "Hey, what would have happened if you had taken action for 7 months instead of watching Nathan's videos for 7 months?" And I think this is a trap that many people fall in who want to see change in their life. They want to start an online business. They want to do affiliate marketing. We get stuck in the cycle of consumption and consuming other people's content instead of creating our own content. So here's a question for you. Any of you who are trying to build something online, how much time have you spent in the last week reading someone else's articles, looking at someone else's posts, watching somebody else's videos in comparison with how much time you have created your own YouTube videos, created your own social media posts, written your own website blog articles? Do you catch my drift? I think it's so easy to sit and be just a witness, to witness everyone else's growth and to think, "Man, I could never do that." I sat down a few weeks ago and was watching some videos on YouTube, and I was thinking, "Man, that video, I know all the principles in that video. Why don't I just shoot that video?" And so I did, right? I sat down, shot the same exact video with my twist on it and kind of some other principles that I thought were applicable. And now it's on my YouTube channel. Something similar happened. One of the blogs I do, calledtoshare.com, there was some article going, not an article, just a post on social media going around about Dwayne Wade, who, for those of you who are basketball fans, know that he played for the Miami Heat and the Cleveland Cavaliers for a year and Chicago Bulls for a year, but retired this past season. He will be a Hall of Famer. So it turns out his stylist actually was baptized this past week into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And Dwayne Wade showed up to the baptism and said like the closing prayer. And it was kind of just a big deal just because he's Dwayne Wade, right? Dwayne Wade shows up to someone's baptism. So I saw that post on Twitter. I'm like, "Oh, that's totally cool." But then I thought, hey, instead of just looking at that content and thinking, "Oh, that's cool," I decided to create content based on that. So I wrote an article on my website, calledtoshare.com, and shared it. And it went, for me, it went semi-viral. I mean, it had 30,000 views in 3 or 4 days. And as far as just like ad revenue, strictly ad revenue, I earned about $400, and it's just kind of goes again to the principle of you can sit back and watch other people create content and you can consume it, or you can be a creator. People who create are the people who make money. If you watch people, you won't make money. You're spending your money on them. Another example real quick is, a lot of these people online, they have to give something of value, and they have these free courses and these free e-courses. And I've looked at a lot of them, like, man, those aren't like anything I didn't know, just had their name on it, you know? And so I created my own. I threw in some of my own principles, and some principles that were similar with other people. And I'm working on creating my own e-course, my own lead magnet. And I think a lot of times we see people and we think we put them on this pedestal, but they really don't know too much more than we do, you know? You know more than you think you know. You are an expert to somebody. Again, to like to a second grader, a fifth grader is like God, right? And so consider where you are. You know, if you're in the affiliate marketing world, if you know what the word means, you know more than somebody who doesn't. So challenge today would be to stop listening to my podcast, okay? Create your own and put yourself out there. Try to pass on the lessons that you learn and be a creator. You guys want some more tips and tricks, you can go to my YouTube channel, Ben Arkell Passive Income Automation. And again, pretty soon, guys, here in the next week, I will have my free e-course. It'll be, well, not really an e-course, it's an ebook. It'll have 7 or 8 tips to building your affiliate marketing empire. Okay, guys, this is it for the podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.